First of all, I would like to share this morning 5:30 of the Mahanis chanting this morning.
Oh, good. Okay. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So it's quite an amazing experience for me.
Oh,
because
good.
When I start chanting and follow you are like submitting yourself into Sadio. Something very natural.
Oh, very good.
There's a reciprocal feeling that the chanting sound come to me and I go outside of my awareness. It's sort of handshaking where you found that there's a lot of vibrations to the heart area. And it's actually softened my heartbeat. Likewise, I'm also aware of the external surrounding of the whole chanting hall. That is quite a remarkable experience for me. Yeah.
Very good. Is this the first time?
Yeah, first time.
You see, when you have affinity with some of this Mahayana chanting, your mind, consciousness and body will respond. Because the inner will know. So when it responds, you feel good. Then that vibration that has an effect on you will manifest is whatever movement that is meant to be, to unfold. That's why for her, for him, sorry, Brother Wong, he will feel it. Then he will feel the way he described it. But later on, if you continue to have faith is very important, then you silence your mind and you let your whole being submerge into the vibration. Then you realize that vibration will keep on activating your whole bodily vibration. Then it will detect whatever it needs. Then you feel very soothing. The only thing you must avoid is to resist. Don't resist. Have faith, relax. Whatever you relax into, it will not be dangerous to you. But whatever you absorb, and if you don't relax into it, then it can, at times, create problem. But for this type of experience, if you find it soothing, conducive, you just relax into it. And allow your whole being to be with it. When you can do that, you will experience a lot of things that is very beneficial to yourself. Then without you knowing it, a lot of things will happen. Then after you come out, you become more mindful, more aware. Then as you come back to the meditation hall, you do your sitting hall, you will become different. Very good, Sadhu.
Just now I try out, this is my first time trying out for the lying down meditation. Very something new to me. Just share with Brother Teo and the rest of Kalyanamita that my first, just for the first few minutes when I lie down, I can see my heartbeat very strong.
Oh, very good.
Sadhu. Keep on pumping and I feel that the neck area are also pumping together.
A lot of vibration.
A lot of vibration and also on the pulses on the fingers, all in sync to the
heart. Very
heartbeat.
Good, very good. Means your mindfulness has starts to slowly develop. So when you experience that, what you should do is remember the four support, especially the first three. Continue to relax into it and let that vibration move on its own. After a while, it will slow down, slow down. Then your mind will become very quiet, very still. That is the awareness developing. Because initially, without you knowing it, because you have not done the real awareness-based meditation, what happened is, within each and every one of us, our body, we have a lot of vibration. And these are very crude. You know what is the word crude in it? C-R-U-D-E. Crude means like the car, when it's out of tune, the vibration is like very crude one, like a lot of sound, a lot of, that's why you hear a lot of vibration, like very loud and all the same. The heart is like pounding, then the neck here or the vibration. But then as you continue to silent, relax, maintain awareness. Don't try to know, don't try to be curious. Just whatever arise, aware, silent. Aware, silent, finish. Then you realize, without allowing the mind to continue to think, this mind was settled down. Settled down. Then without the thought, it will return to its original state, which is your pure awareness nature. That pure awareness nature is your true mind, your silent mind. From there, all things arise. So you have to let it settle down. That's why I say continue to relax. When you continue to relax, don't try to know, don't try to do anything. You just let it settle down. Then observe through the silent mind. Not through a thought, observe through the silent mind. The silent will pick up and become aware of whatever that happened inside there. So during that time, if you are patient enough and your faith is there, you just relax into it. What happens is most people who have not developed the understanding of awareness-based meditation will not go into this type of awareness development. But to them, it's like they are not developing something that they're supposed to have, like wisdom and all those things. So they are keep on actively with the mundane mind, looking for vipassana, looking for wisdom. And there is a craving. And that one is a concept, an idea. But the real transformation is where you don't look. When you don't try to know, when there is no thought doing the meditation, then the true mind arises. Yeah. When that true mind arises, you will settle down. Then you will reach a point where the consciousness like shift from the noisy, crude vibration to a more refined vibration. Then you realize for the first time in your life, you are in that state of quietness, stillness. Then when you continue to silently observe, you realize now your thought has become so much less. That is the true sati. That is the real awareness-based meditation. So don't go and do the opposite, which is thought-based, creating all the thinking. So for what Brother Wong go through is good. First time he tried the lying down, then he can detect all this. Means over the past few weeks or what, he very attentive and very serious about learning all this. So he is trying to straighten his view and develop the faith to follow the instruction and try it out. And because of that, he managed to progress. That's why this is the beginning. When you can detect your heartbeat and your vibration without the stethoscope, no? The doctor need the stethoscope. No? For us, we don't need. No? We just relax, silent, then the heartbeat come. Yeah. You lie down. In fact, to tell you the truth, you don't believe, you find out yourself. Every part of your body has vibration. Because the life force from our karmic nature that pumps the heart sends off this heartbeat, the heartbeat that is manifested by the life force. And that itself is a vibration. That's why we call that the pulse of life. So this life force comes from our karmic nature, comes from our karmic nature. So this one pumps the heart. So when it pumps the heart, it sends out what we call the pulse of life. Now you understand. So this one, you can use this life force, which is the pulse of life, for you to meditate. to go into the inner awareness and let it do the movement and transformation. But most human being doesn't understand. Because when this thing comes, it pumps your heart, you don't know how to relax. You actually resist. That's why a lot of people develop what we call heart attack, stress. And because you don't know how to relax, and you cannot absorb this life force. So what they do is, they use this to actually allow it to create emotion and thought and all those things to use up this life force. But the more you do that, the more what we call stress you become. Because all these emotions are very negative, like your fear, your worry, your anxiety, your sorrow, your lamentation, your insecurity, your phobia. All these are negative tendencies. Yeah. Especially your anger, your desire, your craving. So all these negative tendencies take up a lot of your energy. But sometimes when you study, also it takes up your energy. Do you realize that? When you study, you concentrate. When I was in the uni, I remember, I eat a lot, I cannot put on weight on. But holiday, when I don't have to study, then the weight comes back. I have seen some university students, especially ladies, during the year-end exam time, they all slim down, like very pretty. But the moment after the 3-4 months, long vacation, they come back, they balloon up again. So what happened is, this life force that pumps the heart, which is a pulse of life, if you know how to silence your mind, you will not use it to create psychological emotion. Then this life force can help you to meditate. Then when you are in the position to relax and let this move, this one will nourish your organ very well. That's why it will heal you. It will go and do everything that it's supposed to do. That's why the Chinese TCM people or those who do acupuncture, they know there is a clock they call biological clock, where different time this life force energy go and nourish different organ. Yeah. That's why you need to rest. You need to sleep. When you sleep and rest, you're not supposed to resist. Then it will heal by itself. And you know why doctor give you antihistamine? How many of you understand why doctor give you antihistamine when you have severe flu or whatever? Huh? You all don't understand. Antihistamine is to knock you off, isn't it? Correct or not? You eat already very sleepy. But nowadays, they have a different type. Eat already not sleepy. But it also supposed to knock you off. And do you know antihistamine, if you know how to use it, it's very good. Yeah. If you take one tablet and relax, if you know how to do awareness-based meditation, this life force will go to your heart area. Then it will actually locate the gateway without you knowing it. Where you don't know how to do the fourth support, which is trust. Then when it happens, it does not resist. Then this life will heal you. That's why you feel better after that. After you rest, take antihistamine, you're supposed to feel better. But most of you all don't know how to rest. That's why sometimes antihistamine doesn't help you at all. So understanding this is very important, the powers of life. And this is the one that you can make use of. That's why in the year 1989, when I detected the gateway, when my last teacher told me where the gateway is, then he showed me where it is. The moment I detected it, I know what to do. I just relax, maintain awareness, then I already stabilize it. These three I already perfected. Then only this one, I don't know where the gateway is. Then surprisingly, the moment I do this, all the energy went in, melt inside, become pure energy. Then it like heal me. Then my whole vibration, like, you know, the car, when you send for tuning, when it tune until it is perfect, the sound, like no sound, very soothing. No sound, don't have that or very loud vibration, no more. All the crew on all one. And this is because that nature's life force, there is no resistance. That's why you don't dream, you don't have nightmare, you have good sleep. Then there is no resistance. Then you heal. Then you, when you wake up, you feel fresh. You feel you have recuperated. So those who know how to do awareness-based meditation, I remember initially, you only need 10 minutes rest. No matter how tired you are, you lie down, because naturally you know how to relax. Then that 10 to 15 minutes rest really recuperate you, and you feel very good. That's why in the early day, I don't need to really develop long rest. I just silence my mind, 5-10 minutes, or sometimes 10-15 minutes, I recover. But as I age, then I realize I need half an hour. Then later on, 1 hour, 2 hours. Then sometimes if I have flu or what, because of disease or something, I need to sleep overnight, one night like that. Then I recover. The next day I will recover. So all this, if you know how to develop this awareness-based meditation, you'll be very useful. Then you will understand all this. All this, nobody taught me. I never learned from anybody. Even my last guy also never tell me all this, but I found out on my own. Then at one stage, I realized this whole life force, I can just silence my mind and let the whole thing, almost 99.999% or 100%, go into my nature. You know? Then it becomes pure energy. You know? Then the pure energy just activate my internal nadis and chakra. Whatever that it's supposed to activate, it will activate. You know? Then I become very different. I like a perfect body, free of like, I have never experienced that type of perfection of that body. It's like so perfect, you know, like so well fine-tuned until like completely without any disease or problem. I remember during that time, I felt so good. Then for the first time, I realized this is beautiful. This is what nature is capable of giving us. But you all don't know that this is so useful. You resist through what? Through your fear, your psychological emotion, your worry, your anxiety. Yeah. That's why some people develop panic attack, then go into depression. All these are negative emotions. Your insecurity, phobia, all those things. So what happens is, when you know how to develop awareness-based meditation, this one, awareness-based meditation, you will know how to make use of this life force. But a lot of people who do concentration, jhana, focusing, they develop a lot of what they call psychic energy. So this psychic energy actually, they actually use the thought. And the thought, when it develops all this psychic energy, they got no outlet. So most of these people get into trouble. That's why they call it the Zao Fo Yap Mo. How in English, how you describe? It backfires. You build up all this energy, that fire, that heat run away, you know, Zao Fo, you know, then Mara go in. You know. So Mara go in, they attack you. You know. A lot of people gonna. Yeah. So those who know how to actually develop what the Buddha taught at that time, they can escape. The Buddha taught loving kindness meditation. When you develop loving kindness meditation, metta bhavana, you radiate all this energy out. That's why those who do jhana, they develop a lot of metta. Otherwise, this energy can actually destroy them. Because before you become enlightened, your bodily yin-yang energy is not balanced. Then you can actually touch some of the, what they call, nerve. Or in the Hindu teaching, they have teach, there is a name, Pungala. Huh? No, Kundalini is the general term. General term. But there are two of this, they call it, chakra that goes up one. Pingala and what? That there are two. One is yin and one is yang one. Then they experience a lot of problems. In the early days, I also came to know about one Singaporean, I think. So that time they got a lot of this, they search for truth and all those things all over the world. They invite all their great teachers and all things. Then he happened to come to know me when there was a Thai monk, Pak Kru. He doesn't know English, so I helped to bring him there. Then he was observing me, and instead of going to the monk, he came and see me. He asked me a very funny question, have we met? And I told him, definitely not this life. Then he talked to me for a few hours. Then he took my number. Then he introduced me to all this Hindu teaching, Kundalini, Krishnamurti, or whatever. He whole world one, they all go after. So he told me, inside their group, there is one lady. He meditate energy field. Until the yin-yang imbalance, the yang energy was so strong, he experienced so much heat. No? He got to take off her clothes and all those things. No? And a lot of, there was one mechanical engineer in Malaysia, also my senior, 5-6 years. He went and see my classmate who was a doctor. Then he keep on complaining about his problem, right? But of course he didn't describe his energy and but my classmate checked him. Physically he is quite healthy. But he keep on telling him all this problem. So you know what my classmate told you? I think you need to see my classmate. He gave him my name and my contact. And never tell me about it, until he called me. Then I said, who are you? He said, I went and see your classmate, Dr. Teo, also Teo. Then he told me all this. Oh, then I realized what he did. So I advised him not to do all this. He kena until the energy field backfire. It affects the children, the daughter, the wife, the family, the business, everything. Karmic, the karmic hit back now. Until it become very severe. But what they did was, one group of them, they go and invite a Swami from India to come and teach them Kundalini. And 30 of them, initially very interesting, energy manifested. Then after the Swami went back, nobody to guide them, every one of them get into big trouble. That's why he almost cuckoo also. He realized a lot of things go wrong. Then he contacted me. Then I taught him how to do metta to read it out. Then teach him the basic Theravada and evoke power of merits for turnaround. That's why after that he recovered. Then he wanted to know my teacher. That's why finally I brought him to see my teacher, Achanyantra, then the last guy and all those things. And because of that, they recovered. And the whole group, 30 of them, they also went and see my last guy. And luckily they see my last guy. He helped them to clean it up. But my last guy told me, I said, "You're terrible. All these people, he said, so much of this negative energy." He said, when he tried to like activate that gateway and try to drain it out, he himself also cannot take it out. He said, so severe, you know, the coming. That's why don't play with all this. So coming back to Brother Hall, sadhu to you, because you dare to try. Just like Boon Phi last retreat also said, he dared to try. Then he experienced something very good. So keep it up. Really relax, continue to relax. Okay? Yeah, sadhu, sadhu, sadhu.